This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. France's Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally Party won the first round of France's parliamentary election on Sunday, exit polls showed, but the final result will depend on days of horse trading before next week's runoff. The National Rally was seen winning around 34% of the vote, exit polls showed. That was ahead of leftist and centrist rivals, including President Emmanuel Macron's Together Alliance, whose bloc was seen winning about 22%. The New Popular Front, a hastily assembled left-wing coalition, was projected to win around 29% of the vote, the exit poll showed. At least 18 people have been killed after suspected female suicide bombers targeted several locations in northern Nigeria, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Coordinated attacks took place at a wedding, a funeral, and a hospital in the northeastern town of Gwoza. The first suicide bomber detonated an explosive device during a marriage celebration, according to a local authority. The authority said that just minutes later, another blast occurred near the general hospital. He added that the third attack at a funeral service was by a female bomber disguised as a mourner. Children and pregnant women were among those killed. Gwoza is in Borno State, which has been heavily impacted by an insurgency launched in 2009 by Boko Haram, an Islamic extremist group. So far, however, no one has claimed responsibility for the attacks. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said strikes on Russian border areas helped protect lives. He said during his nightly address, the sooner the world helps us deal with the Russian combat aircraft launching these bombs, the sooner we can justifiably strike at Russian military.